Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome back to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Amen. We're so glad you're joining us today. Today is part three of our three-part interview with our special guest, Dominic Brightman, who's an author, a library assistant, a podcaster, and a professional public speaker hailing from Baltimore, Maryland. Glory to God, my local town here. Now, if you missed either one of the prior two episodes, you need to go back and catch up. Episode 389 and 390. Because Dominic is, oh man, he is laying it out there and giving us a lot of great takeaways on not just his book, not just his business, but his life, and encouraging us and encouraging you how to succeed. That's the most important thing I want you to take away, how you can succeed. Amen. And it's all what we summarized basically as your attitude determines your altitude. Take back to my private pilot training days. Your attitude will determine everything. And Dominic has a great attitude. He's been sharing it with us. And, takeaways in order to help you, help me, help anyone who listens, and will put these things to use to be successful. Now, let's go ahead and conclude this interview with Dominic Brightman. Now, your bio says your goal is to help others become the best version of themselves possible. Tell us a couple of ways that you accomplish that.
One of the ways I accomplish that is through the phrase, action is the inspiration. And I say that because one of the things I learned after publishing my first book is that when folks see you do something, they want to get some of that action too and do it for themselves. One guy, fellow Toastmaster, Mark Hunter, he's out in the Northern Maryland area. He told me he published his first book, The Greatest Manifesto, after seeing me publish my book and actually promoting it. And he was like, man, this young guy's actually out there doing this, and he's believing in his product and actually putting it out there. And it's like, man, I'm still young, too. I got some knowledge to give to the world, too. And he published his book the following year after seeing me do it. And
amen.
A couple other veterans, And Chris Jordan, you know him very well.
Yep,
we met through Toastmasters, and he's a veteran too, and also has some experience in law enforcement.
That's
and
right.
Published his book, Inspired to Lead, after just having a conversation with me, and we did a couple speaking events together, and it's just really just amazing how it's like if you do something good and you keep plugging away at it, that is inspiration for someone else.
Yeah,
because there may be someone out there, especially nowadays when we're getting into the holiday season, folks are going to be downtrodden and whatnot. They may have lost a relative or something during this time, and it could be tough. And they may see you, and if you can give them an encouraging word, that'll actually get them through their situation. They may turn that into something greater. So that's
Even what seems insignificant to you can impact their lives. I go back to that story you told about Michael Johnson, it was just being nice to a kid, and it changed that kid's entire perspective of life, amen. Let's talk about RAVE, R-A-V-E, your method of helping others to step up their game. Explain what that means.
Yes, the RAVE method. That, man, you got to love the power of, like, caffeine, man, because when I was writing my book, I'm like, okay, what the heck happens here? Because I was in a Starbucks a couple months away from having to get this book out, and I was like, wait, what do I do? Okay, so I read books. I do that. Okay, all right. I listen to a lot of audio programs and podcasts, so for those listening to this radio show, you guys are awesome. And then the V for visualization. So it's like, okay, I like to visualize myself as a successful person. And then the E for encouragement, because it's always great to encourage others. Mm-hmm. So reading great material, that's the R. A is audio immersion, keeping your ears filled with good information. So podcasts, radio, audiobooks like that. The V stands for visual stimulation. So basically, not only visualization, so basically visualizing yourself as a successful person, but also keeping in mind what you put in front of your eyes. So making sure you watch more educational material as opposed to trash material.
Yeah.
And the E is for encouragement, not only encouraging yourself, but encouraging others, because we all need encouragement.
Amen. Now, since we're talking about audio, let's talk about your podcast. It's called Going North, obviously also referring to your book, which I'll get into in a minute. But your podcast is an informational, inspirational, and motivational podcast where authors share their life experiences to help others advance themselves. And I guess I have a couple questions about your podcast. First, what was your inspiration in starting the podcast?
Yeah, the inspiration came a few years ago after all these years of folks telling me I got this radio voice. I was like, okay, let me see if I can launch a podcast. The only problem was I didn't know what the heck I was going to do the podcast about. And funny enough, after publishing my book and promoting it, I was sitting down for coffee with a good friend of mine, Amy Bernier, and she was like, hey, because I was going to originally call the podcast the Mr. Music and Reads podcast, but she pointed out to me, is like, hey, you're doing this Going North thing, and it's been doing pretty well for the past few months. You kind of have a brand going here. So why don't you call it the Going North podcast? So I thought about it. I was like, hey, that makes actual sense. So let me just go ahead, call it the Going North podcast, and I'll just interview authors. They can talk about their books and all their other services they provide, because one thing I noticed is that when you publish a book, especially if it's a self-published one, you're basically on your own. So I just wanted to provide a platform, especially for those just starting out, to actually get comfortable with being interviewed by someone and actually give them the confidence to be able to go out and do more interviews and just build their highlight reel, because
amen,
it's really one heck of a thing. Because, I mean, it's a way for not only me to get my voice out there, but to have other people have their voices be heard as well. So it's a simultaneous way of advancing others to advance yourself. And it's one heck of an amazing thing, because I've interviewed folks from Baltimore, interviewed a guy from Australia by the name of John Michael, who apparently he's Australia's number one image consultant.
Wow.
And yesterday at the time of this recording, did a recording for a wonderful lady by the name of Kirsty Salisbury out in New Zealand. So it's amazing what a podcast can do. You can just connect with people all over the world, and it's an unexpected way to actually use what God has allowed humans to do to the best of your ability.
Amen. Yeah, you got to love this technology. I mean, about the, like, our online radio station, Evangelism Radio, when I'm talking to pastors and about their ministries, about being on the radio, I do a quick history lesson. And I say, you know, 150 years ago, if you wanted to go minister in Africa or wherever, India, you know, you had to take 1 or 2 years, you know, to sail across the ocean, travel to wherever it was you're going. He didn't go over there and say, okay, we'll run a weekend revival and go home. I mean, you know, you're going to be there a while, because, you know, it costs a lot of money to get there, a lot of time, you know, so he'd stay 1, 2 years, then go home. And when you left, it may be 10 years before you get to go back again. You know, you didn't know what was going to happen to the people you were talking to and ministering to during that time frame. I say, you know, then fast forward to the steamship days, you know, and it's still a couple weeks trip, you know, so you go for maybe 6 months to a year, be gone. I said, then with the advent of, you know, airplanes, wow, you can get over there in just a couple days. So go ahead and stay 1 or 2 months if you want, and then come on home. But all that takes time. It takes money, you know. I said, now with the internet, I said, you can minister to, you can still go on your missions trips. There's nothing wrong with that. And you go over there and you're ministering to people. But instead of wondering how they're going to fare over the course of a year or two till you come back again, you can actually minister to them on a weekly basis, daily basis, whatever you want to do, through the internet, and stay up to date with what's going on in their neck of the woods and things like that. The technology today is just awesome. Now, your podcast has been rated, what was it, in the top 10 in the world in your niche? I mean, that's awesome. How did you accomplish that?
Man, I have no idea. I just want to interview some authors and just get my voice out there. It was for a few months. It was like started a launch on SoundCloud, then figured out what an RSS feed was, and then was able to get it on iTunes, and then just kept plugging away with using social media and then telling people about it when I network with others. And then out of nowhere around episode 30-something, I think it was like back in March, I get this email after telling everybody else what my email was from this media personality from Interview Connections to interview this black belt martial artist named Damian Lupo, who founded Yogido, which is a hybrid of yoga and Aikido. And then that email led to a bunch of others. And one guy, after I was done interviewing him from New Mexico, I was like, okay, how the heck did you find out about me, dude? I don't even know how you found me. And then he told me I was on this list of podcasters by Steve Ulsher, which is like a directory of top podcasts in the world. And under self-help, I was listed alongside Brenda Burchard and Lewis Howes and Gretchen Rubin as one of the top 10 self-help podcasts in the world. And I was like, what? I must log these guys? Like, I read their books and I'm fans of them. And like, someone actually saw fit to actually put me on a list with them. And it was like, wow. And then there's also the new and noteworthy option on iTunes. Is like, if you push hard enough, you can get yourself seen on that. So that's probably something else that happened, because when the podcast launched back in September, it was on SoundCloud with about 6 episodes. Mm-hmm. And then when it finally got on iTunes, about 8 or 9 episodes launched on that day. So probably what I imagine happened with, in addition to announcing my email and plugging away with advertising it and telling people about it, it was also the fact that my launch on iTunes, I was able to actually launch 9 episodes from the get-go, because a lot of folks, when they come across different podcasts, they like to binge watch or binge listen. And I guess that's what happened. Blessing from above. That's what I call that.
That's right. Amen. In the right place at the right time, because you suited up for the game. Amen. Now, let's shift gears a bit and talk about your book, Going North, Tips and Techniques to Advance Yourself. So I guess the first question is, why the name Going North?
Yes, the name Going North, it originally started off as a joke with a colleague of mine, because she asked me how was it going. And out of nowhere, I just said, hey, it's going north. And she had a strange look on her face and was like, oh, okay.
Well, that's better than going south. You know, how are things heading? Well, they're headed south. That's not a good thing, you know, in today's grammar usage. So I can understand going north. That's the first thing I thought of, too. Going north, man, what a name. That's awesome. You know, that's a great name. Your book was written to help your readers develop and maintain a positive attitude. And I understand that your attitude determines your altitude. That's a reference back to my private pilot training. How do you help your readers do this?
Yep, so that goes back to the RAVE method, continuously feeding your mind with great material through reading, watching, and listening, as well as encouraging yourself and others. And that can be also done through affirmations. And one of the affirmations I like to use, I have like a small list of them, but the one I probably use the most is when I start my day off with prayer and all that other good stuff, is you like to affirm that something good is going to happen to me today. And it's actually happened on quite a few occasions. I mean, whether it's the big blessings like being as a top-rated podcast host, to the smaller blessings like getting the last stick of gum from a fellow conference attendee because I had no breath mints. it has actually helped me in other ways. So that is another way of just maintaining that positive mental attitude, just having the mindset for that. And also remembering that the person next to you may be going through a very difficult, invisible battle that you may never know about. Yeah. So just keeping that in mind, too, because it's just the fact that everyone's human. Nobody's invincible, even though we all like to believe it. I sure as heck like to believe it from time to time, but I have to always come back home and get in the bed and realize, nope, I need some sleep. This invincibility thing is too much work, buddy. Hey, and just realizing, hey, and oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish your thought.
Oh, yeah, and the fact that Jesus himself, too, he needed to rest as well. Because, I mean, especially when it was the disciples in the storm, and he was dead tired of sleep while the storm was going on. My man was tired. And everybody else is all going stark, raving mad, and crazy. It's like, hey, help, help, help. And he woke up and said, peace be still. And then the storm was calmed and they had little faith and he just went back to sleep. It's like, yeah, even Jesus needed sleep, y'all. So,
amen. That's right. Now, how do you help your readers to become better thinkers? How does your book help your readers accomplish this in their life?
Yes, that's probably through one of the chapters where it mentions how time is your life's true bank account. It goes to the fact that there's only 168 hours in a week, and whatever you do with them is going to yield whatever results you get out of life. And so we got this set amount of time during the week, probably about 40 hours of those are dedicated to work if you're a full-time employee, and probably about a good, I guess, 40 more hours goes to sleep if you have a decent sleeping schedule and you actually don't have insomnia.
Right.
So just also letting you know how much time you have in the week, letting you know that there's also questions to help you become a better thinker as well. So it goes into like the PAR method, the preparation questions. And two of those are ones that apparently Benjamin Franklin asked himself every day is one, what good can I do today? And then before you go to bed, ask yourself, what good did I do today?
Yeah.
And that gives you the chance to reflect on your day and see if you can get any lessons out of it. And then a couple other questions is, what did I learn today? Especially with customer service, it's going to be a learning experience. It's like, okay, was my tone good? Because some folks may just want to be heard. They want to vent. And then you can just write that down in a journal. And just more questions like those. And of course, there's another one-liner in the book where it mentions how focus allows your losses to mean something. Mm-hmm. So it's basically where you focus on every lesson and moment that you take note of in your mind and you see what lesson you can get out of it. Because you're either winning or learning.
Yeah, that's right.
And sometimes the learning may be painful, but if you look for the lesson, you haven't lost.
Yeah, amen. Now, you're an avid reader. I'm an avid reader myself. I read probably on average 2 books a month, sometimes more. I've been doing this, 20 years or so. I mean, prior to slowing down to 2 books per month, I was probably reading 3 or 4 there for a little while. I know I have 4 bookcases here in the house completely packed out. And I put 2 huge boxes of books. I just ran out of room for them. I had to put them down in storage. Some people learn by listening, others by watching, others by reading, as you talked about, you know, the RAVE. Some a combination of those things. I'm mainly a reader, but because of the time element with my ministry responsibilities and the radio station, all that, I've kind of transitioned into a combination. I don't know, I'd say 50% reading, 30% audio while I'm working, and maybe 20% video while I watch that. So that 2 books per month that I'm doing right now is at the 50% level. Yeah, I remember when I was packing up these books a year or so ago, trying to clear out some space on these bookshelves, my grandson was helping me carry the boxes down to storage, and he said, Papa, have you actually read all these books? I told him, not only have I read every single book on these bookshelves, but many of them I read 2, 3, or maybe even 4 more times. I mean,
nice.
So I guess over the last, you know, actually, I can remember when my desire to read actually started at this kind of level. I was an officer in the Army. I was in the cavalry. And my squadron commander, as part of our leadership development program, required his officers to read at least 1 leadership book every month. And I soon found myself running out of the typical leadership books everyone's going to get. So I started going to the library and checking out a book about every 3 weeks. That way I could always have one in my hand, you know, that I was still reading. And it just continued to grow from there. And that was, that's 30 plus years ago. You know, and I didn't really ramp up my reading until about 10 years later. So if I had to put a total on how many books I've read over the last 30 years, it 400 or 500 easy. I mean, tell us how you became such an avid reader. What started you down this path?
Yeah, that actually kind of goes back to the car crash and just that going through the issues. Because funny enough, even though I worked on a library and in my teenage years, my love for reading didn't really kick into high gear until late 2012 after the car accident and almost losing my job because of my low performance at the time and just going into that leadership section.
Yeah.
And that was the main catalyst for that. And after just reading some of those books, actually taking some action steps from them, it actually invigorated me to try to make a big goal for at least try to release 50 books a year.
Awesome. 50 a year, one a week. Cool. That's awesome, dude. What's your favorite book that you have read over and over and over?
Man, it's got to be the Bible, because there's very few books that I really reread a lot. And the Bible itself, it's one book that contains 66 others. So in a way, it's kind of a nice cheating way of reading multiple books in the same book.
It's funny because the reason I'm laughing, when people ask me, what's your favorite book? I have to be honest. I do not say the Bible. And that may come as a shock to many people hear me say this. I can, you know, say that because of the ministry, that's what they're expecting me to say, you know?
Right.
But the, you know, that's not the immediate response they're expecting me to give them. So I always get this surprised look on their face, you know? And then I follow up with this. The Bible, as you said, is a compilation of 66 different books. So my favorite book is probably the Book of John. Then I get the, oh, gotcha. Okay, you have me worried. I get that kind of look, you know. But, you know, the Book of John is about the love of God, you know. And so that's you know, what I always hit him with that, because, you know, what's your favorite book? You know, and they're expecting to see the Bible, you know. I said, not the Bible. What? You're in ministry. Why isn't the Bible your favorite book? And I explained just like you did. I tried tripping you up with that. You didn't fall for it. That's good, man. You know your stuff. You know your stuff, man.
That's amazing. That's like the first time I heard a variation of that. That's amazing right there.
Hey, man. Now, is your book available in bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and all that?
Yes, but a special offer for all your listeners out there. If you head over to my website, dombrightman.com, if you scroll all the way to the bottom, if you type in your name and leave your email, you'll receive a free ebook version of Going North, Tips and Techniques to Advance Yourself.
Amen.
And you'll get that for free of charge. If you want a hardback version of it via paperback, or if you want to get the audiobook where I'm listening to it, feel free to head over to Amazon for that. But, get over to that website and get it for free.
All right. And I'll put a link to all that in the show notes as well. Is your book available in libraries?
Yes, sir. It's available in Maryland libraries as well.
That's good.
And also, funny enough, I'm actually going to be releasing another book as a follow-up to that one in January 2019. So it'll be nice for those with those New Year's resolutions.
Amen. That's cool. Now, give a quick plug to Toastmasters. If someone wants to become a better public speaker, why is Toastmasters the right choice?
Toastmasters is the right choice to become a better public speaker, because you're going into a room with about 10 to 30 people with the same goal as you, to get better out of life. This is a place where it's okay to fail. If you're scared, it's okay. If you're confident, it's okay. Toastmasters welcomes peoples of different races, creeds, backgrounds, and experience levels. I came in as a pretty good speaker. I became even greater after joining. I've seen some folks who were extremely shy and was very reluctant to get up to the lectern or the podium. And then they go all the way and they win multiple speech contests, and even being selected as a winner versus seasoned competitors who've been doing Toastmaster speech contests for years. Yeah. So it's one heck of a great place to join, especially if you're out in the if you're near like the Rosedale area, the MedStar Franklin Square Toastmasters, that's a great place to join. If you're in the Cadenceville area, come out to the Cadenceville Toastmasters Club. Or if you're in the Pikesville area, there's also the Randallstown Network Toastmasters. So just come on out. It's affordable for less than $100 a year. You're basically getting a public speaking and leadership course, because not only is public speaking offered through Toastmasters, leadership opportunities are also offered too. So if you want to get opportunities to lead, get your feet wet with management, it's a great place to be.
Amen. Now, if our listeners are not in the Baltimore area, but you know, somewhere in the U.S. or for that matter around the world, how can they become involved with Toastmasters?
That's right. It's a worldwide organization. So Toastmasters.org, just go in and type that in. There should be a little tab that says find a club, and then you can just type in your zip code or whatever, and you can find a club that's nearest to you. So not only in all the continents of the United States, it's all over the world, some place in Canada, China, Sri Lanka, all over the world. There's over 300,000 members worldwide.
Amen. Dom, if someone wanted to get in touch with you, perhaps to ask a question or maybe even request an interview such as this, how can they get in touch with you?
Yep, feel free to head over to the website, dombrightman.com. My email is also dombrightman@gmail.com. And you can reach me out through social medias like Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram. Feel free to slide to my DMs for some motivation. You can reach me on all those other platforms.
Amen. Folks, first, that's awesome, Dom. I want to thank you for taking the time out of your schedule again today to visit with us. I appreciate it, and I know our listeners do as well. Folks, I want to encourage you to reach out to Dom. Go to his website at dombrightman.com and check it out. Go and visit his podcast site, Going North, available through his website, and I'll have a link to both the website and podcast in the show notes below. And I especially, now hear me now, I especially want you to purchase his book and support this brother and what he's trying to do, Going North. And you get the free copy of the ebook by entering your information, being, you know, on his website. But you also need to go to Amazon and buy the book, okay? You need to get this book. Add it to your personal library. Add it to your personal reading list. Not only will this book give you the encouragement to face and overcome adversity in your own personal and professional life, but you just may be that person God will use to bring encouragement to someone else's life as well. You may read and retain something that the Lord can bring up to your memory at a particular time when you are the one who can offer encouragement to someone else who needs to hear from God, and you're the one He uses. Amen? But you can't do that if you don't have the knowledge at hand. Dom has taken the time to gather the inspirational quotes and the stories that will equip you to be a blessing to not only yourself and your family, but to others around you as well. So just click the link below, order your book, Going North, Tips and Techniques to Advance Yourself Today. Dom, I want to thank you again for taking the time to visit with us, and I look forward to staying in touch, brother. Sound good?
It sounds phenomenal. Thanks for having me on, Bob. You are the man.
Amen. Glory to God. Folks, that's all the time we have for today. For Dominic Brightman and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this. Your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.